Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody, and happy summer as it essentially is upon us. Now, maybe you consider that moment when the boss says, we're done for the day, go home, which obviously varies for people. But today's the day. In many ways, we think of the summer beginning. Jody, two-part question. One, your favorite summer ever. And question two, is it a factual truth you pretty much have to be single to have your favorite summer ever?
Ooh, that's a... I don't like the way you asked the second half of that question.
That is a loaded question.
Absolutely, right. But isn't it true? I could shoot myself in the foot here.
Right. It's like I was just talking last segment. The moral of last segment was you guys didn't go to Fairfield University. You missed out. The moral of this segment is, doesn't everyone have their best summer when you're single? Yeah, come on. Who we can?
My best summer on Fish Tour. How about that?
Yeah, and oh, by the way, for the record, everybody already knows. How long you been married?
How long have I been married?
He's
zero.
Not married.
Then that's why you can ask that question the way you asked that question. I'll pass on answering it. Thank you very much.
I hope Amy's listening. Okay.
Well,
He's still single.
It doesn't change the answer to the question. Different kind of single. I mean, I don't consider myself single. Yeah. I mean, I'm not married.
Yeah.
I guess in the technical sense, when you check that box.
Yeah.
What do you do that box for? Is that like when you do the census or something?
Yeah, among other things, sure.
So your options are single, married, or divorced, right? Or widowed, maybe.
I don't know.
I think they're your four. I don't know. Who the hell? All right, drop of the week. But I'll say this. I certainly don't consider myself single. I mean, you know. All right, to the phones we go. Drop of the week coming up shortly. By the way, as Devin said in the update, we are going to re-air the Kelce interview. Guys, if you missed it, I really thought something. I mean, we covered a ton of ground with him, obviously, in the room. You know, riding shotgun with Jeffrey Lurie as those guys made their plea to the NFL, and what went on in that meeting and his reaction to it. You'll hear it all coming up at 9:30. Really good stuff. All right, to the phones. Mike in West Philadelphia. Mike, good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Mike, what a voice, man. Deeper than deep.
Well, that's because you had me waiting for like 2.5 hours. You know what I mean? I fell asleep. I'll tell you something, Joe. See, you're so against Jalen Hurts that you mad that they didn't ban the tush push.
Not true. You don't think I'm genuinely excited for the Eagles that the tush push remains? Have you not listened the last 2 days?
Because you was pompous about it. You was all, they want to ban it. It's a bobo play. It's the same as a regular quarterback sneak, except that they push it. They have reinvented something.
That's a big difference.
You mad because it makes Jalen Hurts look good.
I'm not mad. When I advocated against it, I advocated against it because I
you're
do think
mad.
It's a bobo.
You're a hater. Play. Come on. We're talking about a quarterback sneak. Don't nobody know when they're doing it. Come on. Everybody know when they're doing the
Mike,
quarterback.
Richie was dead wrong about that times that Tom Brady ran 3rd-and-1 quarterback sneak or 4th-and-1 quarterback sneak, there were plenty of times he handed it off or passed it, especially on 3rd-and-1. I think it was really ignorant of John to act like it's so obvious when a quarterback does a regular QB sneak on 3rd-and-1. Absolutely not.
No.
And here's the deal. Maybe there's a nanosecond before the ball snapped where you see the quarterback in a certain crouch position. But what's very different about this one, there's 15 seconds where you have on this now tush push type where there's two guys lined up directly behind the quarterback for 15 seconds. There's no doubt what's likely coming.
Right. So just stop it. I mean,
I'll stop it. I see it to you, Mike. I won't.
No, I'm talking
Mike
about.
He's talking about the defense.
I'm about the other team. Stop it.
I don't think that's the issue. The issue is for them to do it. The biggest issue is going to be if other offenses can do it.
How can Buffalo?
Because they're not going to stop the Eagles.
They tried it, but they failed in a championship game, and then they're going to be the ones that are complaining. Come on. Yeah. And I do have a character.
Please tell me. Who do you got? Let's get you these Phillies tickets.
The mayor.
Who? I'm sorry, who?
Do the Right Thing. The mayor.
Ooh, oh, that's great. I didn't think about Do the Right Thing. That's
what
absolutely
a
summer. Maybe the best summer movie. I mean,
it's almost one of the best ever.
One of the best movies ever made, yeah.
Yeah, it's just an outstanding movie. Mike, and some of the Larry Bird scenes, Jody.
I might have gone with a different character. The mayor's great. I might have gone with a different character, but an amazing answer.
What a great. Speaking, because I think that was 90 or 91.
It was 1989. Yeah, Do the Right Thing is 1989.
So I texted a buddy yesterday. I said, I think in the 80s and 90s, probably close to 200 movies, both decades, better than 20 movies this decade.
I think it might be more than 200.
I mean, think about that.
Well, that's objective.
No, of course it's objective. But the reality is...
You mean subjective.
I'm subjective.
Yeah, it's not objective. Yeah. Yes.
But not objective.
Yeah, absolutely not objective. Yeah. Yes.
But the reality is, like, think of it. Like, Do the Right Thing, a lot of people might not consider a top 20 movie from that decade. Maybe it's not. Maybe
oh,
it is.
I think people consider it maybe the best movie of that decade.
No, some do, but if you rank 100 people, many would not have it in the top 20. Because you could have a million movies.
You need to tell me those 100 people's ages, because that'll be a big determining
factor. Well, I guess I'm also talking about those of us that lived through it. I mean, the reality is, guys, take the 90s for a second. Schindler's List, Unforgiven.
Oh, my
Usual
God. Usual
Suspects.
Pulp Fiction, Matrix, Jurassic Park, T2, Shawshank, Goodfellas, Silence of the Lambs,
right.
A Few Good Men. Like, there's a million of them.
Correct. I mean, that's just like 10.
Forrest Gump, Toy Story, 7, yeah. Reservoir Dogs, Good Will Hunting. You can go forever.
Correct. Jeez. That's my point. We don't have that now. All right. What we do have is Drop of the Week. And in this case, Drop of the Week Part 2. We did a little bit earlier. Let's crank up another edition.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Shishesky
of the week.
Now, full disclosure, speaking of movies typically bad, we actually have one that should be really good coming out today. And that is Mission Impossible.
Damn, I'm going on Monday with Emily. I can't wait.
So I am excited for that because that's been a great franchise.
So good.
And the first, because this is part two of this
of
one.
Yeah, the Dead Reckoning was the first part, and this Final Reckoning or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. This looks like it should be good. All right, Seltzer, Drop of the Week part two. What are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in. We had the
Rhea versus Elliot advance earlier to the
without
finals.
A doubt. Yes, yeah. A clear advance. And we had the president of the Flyers in, also a former WI employee. Jonesy said a lot, but I thought this was pretty strong. So we've talked a lot about when is the time for this team to start to turn the page. And Jonesy said this.
I think it's important that, you know, not just we understand, but the league and players understand that the Flyers are going to be in play again.
Damn straight, buddy.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
I agree. By the way, let me add Drop of the Week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Keep going, James.
Let's go from one former WI employee to another as Joe Wechter called in when we had Jonesy on, and Wechter had some jokes talking about you calling Hugh a small G Eagles great. Here's what happened.
Wechter, the Shore's
so the
going.
Thing what? I'd like to tell you, just say Hugh, his name, does have a lower G. So
yes, it does.
That's true, yeah.
But the bigger issue is that the camera has a capital D in it.
Yeah, Wechter came with jokes today. I love it.
Jody,
pretty good joke.
This guy, man. And you know what I came back with. I mean, it's as predictable as can be. Damn right, I got it.
Oh, no, don't. Stop. All right, we're moving on. John Ritchie.
But his line was good.
It was very good. John Ritchie decided to tell us how he talks to his dog. Oh, Louie, let's go. Let's go have fun.
Just
oh, Louie, let's go. Let's go have fun. I really talked to him that way.
That's incredible.
I know, it's really good. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you came up with a new name for the afternoon show. Taking some shots at our guy Fritz is what happened.
Yeah, and I'm going to be on that show later today, that Spike, Ike, and Boban show.
That show?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man. You can't say Spike, Ike, and Boban.
Oh, man.
Went for it.
Remind me to bring this one back tomorrow. It is a good one.
You can't say that. You can't do it.
All right, Chuck, I need a quick... Go ahead.
He should want to whip you for calling him Bobon. That's a horrible
It's bad, man. That is bad.
Not exactly a compliment. Terrible. I'll agree with that. Hey, look at Jerry, Fritz. That's all I got to say. Look at Fritz. Guy's a freak. He's a walking oaf.
Come on, man.
he he
just kept digging the hole a little bit deeper.
Just kept going. It was more so the oaf comment than the Boban comment.
Jack's
Devin,
pretty
you've
good
told
about.
Me private, and Devin, you know this to be true. You've told me privately you completely agree with me.
I did not.
You know you did.
I did not.
On both fronts.
I can't do that.
The Boban thing and the walking oaf, and I appreciate that support privately, Devin.
Okay. Well, that's really funny.
Yeah, I know Jack's pretty good about turning the other shoulder or brushing it off his shoulder or whatever. I think you got to him with this one, Jack.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah,
I can tell I did.
I don't think he likes the oaf Boban stuff. So
Keep it going. He shouldn't like it. It's not a compliment.
All right. Well, speaking of not liking, Chuck from Venere did not like the question you asked him.
Chuck, final thing. Who's going to win, me versus Elliot? Tush, push, and stay or go? Who's going to win?
I'm going with Elliot. You're an idiot.
Nice. Very nice.
Wow.
Didn't pull any punches there.
That's idiot good. Being thrown around a lot. Yeah.
Idiot is the word of the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we have two more, and then we'll see what's going to square off against Rhea and ESP. Jahad Campbell, we played some of the audio before, but had a really funny line when Richie asked him if he played basketball.
Like those basketball movements on the field, I think they helped me tremendously a lot in my career. And
you played basketball also?
Yeah, I played basketball when I was younger. So, I mean, you know.
You good?
Now, then move into defense. Yeah, of course.
Exactly right.
That was awesome. That was great. I love the comments. It's like, yeah.
The guy's a pro athlete as an edge rusher in football. You think he wasn't a good basketball player?
Great. He's like offended
course.
By the question.
I mean, he might not be a good golfer, but I mean, of course he's going to be a great basketball player.
I've actually been in his high school gym.
Yep.
Because my daughter used to play Timber Creek, his high school. So I've been in that gym many a time.
Nice.
Well, she was a little ahead of him, so don't know if they put up any accolades for what he accomplished when he was a basketball player. But that's a pretty good basketball school, Timber Creek.
Good.
Love it. All right, one more. Our guy OG Wade gets asked about a plot twist. Our side topic yesterday had a good answer.
Give me a plot twist.
The plot twist is for y'all to stop babying Spike Eskin and kick his ass like I do.
Baby him.
There's a lot of good ones in here.
I think it's the walking off Boban versus Rhea and ESP. Yeah, I think that's a clear one too.
All right, so play the Rhea and Elliot thing earlier, and then we'll see which one we want to vote for.
Team wins.
Again,
the Devils win.
Again,
the Sixers
you
win.
Think bringing
so
up Washington
say,
is a positive.
It is a
makes
positive.
Makes him a good
it's
Sixers
because
owner.
It shows
we're talking
it, no,
about
no.
as a Sixers
yes.
owner.
And as a Sixers
oh,
owner,
my,
you're ignoring
oh
the
God.
On the, you're,
so because you're Washington is good, it makes him a better owner? You're an idiot.
No, if you,
you
want
are
to ignore
a flat
if,
out
if
moron,
you want to ignore
if you
the
think
on the
a
court
single
product,
Sixers fan is going, gosh, Washington's good.
You know, you're normally supposed to not like talk at the same time as other people in radio. That totally works for some reason. I don't know why, but it totally works.
All right, Jody, which would you vote for? The Boban oaf thing or Rhea versus Elliot?
Rhea's use of the word idiot.
Oh, with the venom, right?
With the venom. That's a good word, James. Yes, far outweighs Mr. DeCamera. So I'm voting for Rhea and ESP.
Devin, what do you think?
Well, you know, they say normally if you have to sling a insulting word in a debate, it means you're losing. But in this case, I don't think that applies. Rhea with the idiot and then followed up quickly by a moron is gold. So
James, you agree?
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Much conviction there.
Joe,
you
were great. I can hear the disappointment in your voice. Joe, trust me. Well, like, in a lot of weeks, you win. Yeah. But that you know, sometimes you run up against a buzzsaw, you know?
I was mesmerized. I mean, I just sat there and watched it. And I was like, you know what? I'll take the next 10 minutes off. You guys have at it. That was something. All right, excellent. So, Rhea, and look, that'll probably be in Drop of the Year, I would imagine, later this year. By the way, speaking of Drop of the Year, we do have to honor the Mac, man. I mean, when he's here, it is. Jody won Drop of the Year in 2023.
Going away.
This was like, I was going to say Corey Clement, but that's not the right analogy because Corey Clement played the whole season for the Eagles but then started in the Super Bowl. I don't know what the right analogy is. I mean, Jody came in out of the bullpen.
It's like if Danelle Ellerbe had a great Super Bowl.
Correct.
You
it's kind of like Marty Beistrom in 1980 for the Phillies. It wasn't in the World Series, but like he went 5-0 down the stretch. Let's put it this way. Jody delivered 2 years ago on one of the days he was in for John and won Drop of the Year. Let's listen to what happened a couple years back. Richard, let me ask you a question because I've long wondered this. I mean, I get like Bill and William.
Oh, we're not going there.
How does Richard become Dick? Like, the caterpillar and the butterfly still confuse me, but how does Richard become Dick?
I have no idea. I think people just
you know, like to pick on people named Richard.
I mean, you got Richard Nixon and he's Dick Nixon. Like, I don't understand. Like, how Jody, Devin, Rhea, who knows the answer?
I have a brother, Richard, but he never went by, you know.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like, James, Richard and Dick, nowhere near each other.
And then they took another step, but I have no idea how that
Bill
step
and
was
Billy.
Taken.
You know, Bill and Billy. Richard and Dick? Anyway.
Here's where I would take it. At some point, you have a choice, right?
Yes.
Your name is Richard, and someone decides to call you Dick.
I don't think anybody...
I put up my hand and go, no.
Right, I can't.
No.
It's not like a baby's
Rich,
born, and you're
Richie,
like, this is baby.
Richard, Rick,
I can't imagine
Ricky,
anybody's
Ricky, there's
under
like
the
92 choices, well, choices. Why would you accept Dick?
whenever I'm called...
Cut that audio!
by the way, John has a theory that after Richard Nixon, people stopped referring to themselves as Dick.
Probably.
And so to your point, Rhea, it is probably like 50 and younger.
Never go by.
Probably
it.
No Dicks.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Anyway. What is happening right now, guys? Can we rein this conversation in?
Somehow we got on Dick removal conversation. I don't think we need to continue this.
Dick Vermeil and Dick Vitale are both in their 80s. Anyway, Richard, go ahead, pal.
I might have to turn all your mics off at this point. Oh, it's so good.
It's an all-timer.
Jody just goes off. Phenomenal, Jody.
Jody, you knew
really,
you
yeah,
moment,
that was
right?
Phenomenal.
It was like Jordan sticking out the tongue. You know you're about to dunk.
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah.
Hey, let's get to the Gotta Do It window to the weekend with no money down. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Gotta Door and Window. Make sure you call them today at 1-877-GO-GOTTA or visit goguida.com. Well, the weekend, obviously, from our vantage point, is largely, from a sports standpoint, about the Phils, new series up ahead. But let's be real. What the weekend really is about is the start of the summer.
Feels weird. It does not feel like Memorial Day.
Weather-wise, not even close.
Well, that, but also, I think the early May thing, not early May, but earlier in May.
Yeah, like so, earlier this week when I was in, Joe, you and Elliot were talking about, like, are you going anywhere this weekend? I'm like, why are you guys going anywhere? What's happening this weekend?
Yeah.
Like, I totally forgot it was Memorial. I'm also working, so I feel like in our field you don't really have that luxury.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. So Monday is the actual Memorial Day, which is, what, the 26th? So I guess it's not as early as it could be because
it feels early. Though.
You could have 7 days before the 31st or six. I guess you could have it on the
24th, right? Or 25th, right?
25th.
Yeah, it'd have to be the 25th. So it's pretty close to as early.
So 25th on a Monday. Yeah, so it could be one day earlier. Anyway, bottom line is it is on the early side. That's for sure.
But the good aspect of that is later Labor Day.
Yeah.
The earlier you have Memorial Day, the later Labor Day kicks in.
Well, it means you get the extra summer weekend.
Yeah.
Which is great for the vendors down the shore.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous when they get the extra. It's like a whole extra weekend of making money. And people being down the shore to, you know, have ice cream and water ice and all that good stuff.
And coming here to the Borgata.
That for sure as well.